Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
I suspect that millions of people through the ages have said, in effect, if I could just see God, I would believe in Him. I am not questioning the honesty of such people. But no man can see God in all His majesty and glory and live to tell it. The Apostle John affirms, no man has seen God at any time. 1 John 4:12. The word order in the Greek differs somewhat from the English. The Greek literally says, God no man has ever beheld. The word order in the Greek places its emphasis on God. The book of John also teaches, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. John 1:18. The word declared means to reveal, to make known, to explain. In other words, Jesus is an explanation or a revelation of God. That means, very simply, that the more you know about Jesus, the more you know about God. Moses asked God, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. The Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he, Moses, said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And the Lord said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, you cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Exodus 33:13-17-23. Even though we cannot see God, we can know of His existence and of His love. Do you remember what the inspired psalmist wrote about God? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Psalm 19:1-3. Simply by examining the design in the universe, we can know there had to be a designer. Paul goes a step further when he writes, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:19-20. The person who examines all the evidence in the universe is without excuse if he does not believe in God. But you can study the created universe for a lifetime and not know the will of God. We can know there is a higher power by studying the universe, but we cannot know that higher power. It is not enough to know that God exists. We must know Him in the forgiveness of our sins. We learn about God through His Word. We can also learn about Him by knowing His Son, who is a revelation or an explanation of the Father, as I read to you a few minutes ago from John 1:18. I must ask you today, have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Do you remember Paul's words to the Thessalonians? We must love God and obey the gospel, or we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of God and from the glory of His power. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. I urge you to confess your faith in Christ, to repent of the sins that separate you from God, and to be baptized this very day to enjoy the remission of sins. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.